What does the gondola mean for Park City?
I think the gondola is huge. I think, they're just so, it's so rare to be able to take two resorts and allow the skier or snowboarder to be able to ski both of them on the same day. We're taking two resorts, both of which, right, one was 3,000 acres, one was 4,000 acres, huge, huge resorts. And now to create a 7,000 acre resort, Park City has such unique skiing. Whether, it's up at McConkie's Bowl or the Motherlode or Silverlode areas, or you're over at 9990 at Park City, these are Iron Mountain. To be able to now do that on one day, and honestly, you can get from the base of canyons now yep. to the base of Park City in like 30 minutes, and you're skiing, wow. of course, along the way. So we think this is the biggest transformation in the U.S. ski industry, 50 years. I mean, it's just such a big, big piece of news. And we think skiers and riders are going to come here and just, be ecstatic.
Is there any more terrain that you can actually expand into from here?
I think right now we feel like, given that we're the biggest ski resort in the United States at Park City, I think we have enough terrain. I think there's always long-term, of course, always opportunities to think about new things. But right now, I think we feel like this is plenty of terrain for even the most adventurous skier.
I thought you might want to become the biggest in North America.
No, I love Whistler. I've skied there many times. I kind of think whether you're at 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, it's really, for most people, it doesn't matter. This just feels, this is big, really big mountain skiing at its best. But there's enough, and this is what's, I think, unique here, is that we have both, right? Big mountain, more extreme skiing, but then we have tons of groomers, tons of blues and greens. So really the whole family can come. And that's how we try and, create, create the experience, is that we want everyone to feel like they belong, not that it's just for one group.
And what does it mean for Park City town itself?
I think it's big. I mean, I feel like Park City town is one of the great resort towns found anywhere in the world. Main Street, just the fact that it's got this historic mining heritage. You've got a terrific collection of independent lodges and restaurants and retail stores. And so when people come, I think everyone who chooses Park City, part of it is the mountain, and part of it, of course, is being able to really experience what the city is like here. That said, I think we've now, right, made the mountain, right, and brought it up to the standard that I think the town is like. And so now, I think there's a real connection there. And I would say it's similar when I think of Vail, very similar. So I think if you look back 10 years ago, Vail, the mountain, was an incredible ski mountain, but the town at that point needed some upgrades. And then over the last 10 years, the company worked to kind of create that. And now you've got the town and the mountain both being outstanding, and Vail has done really well with that. I think the same thing is going to happen with Park City. People are going to come here and say, holy moly, this is actually one of the best ski towns I've ever been to and one of the best ski mountains I've ever skied on.
And one of the only ski mountains that has a chairlift that goes straight into town.
Right, which is a very cool experience. I mean, I think there's
or straight into a distillery.
Right. Well, it's always good to drink responsibly.